You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Evan Bland of the Omaha World Herald is going to join us in a little bit. And yes, it is a One Beer Friday. And folks in Lincoln are now able to drink at baseball games.
This came out of nowhere. Not that long ago, it seemed like this wasn't going to happen for a long time. We kept talking about NEBCO and the Salt Dogs and how we don't like them.
I guess we do now.
But now we're handshake memeing with the Salt Dogs.
Let me tell you about things that we probably don't like. We're going to do a segment here called Big Uniform Overreaction. This has been a big week for teams to unveil their uniforms. You know, earlier this week, we had the Jets.
Big shoes.
The Jets did a throwback to another throwback to replace a throwback.
Indeed.
And then the Lions yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today there was all kinds of different leaks of new uniforms. Of course, the City Connect, and for those of you who are watching along in the stream, you'll be able to see these. We'll do our best to describe them. And if our young friend Micah, who's joined us in studio, if you want to see what's going on, you can swing around to this side because we got these are the Mets City Connect uniforms.
Sure are.
And
they look like Yankees uniforms.
Well, they do. They're very like gray and very, you know, dark because, you know, the Mets are blue and they're orange, very bright colors. But the uniforms allegedly pay tribute to the trains that connect Mets fans, the bridges that bring the boroughs together, and the concrete that serves as the city's drumbeat.
It definitely looks like concrete.
I've never heard of concrete being described as a drumbeat before.
Yeah, neither.
So I have a solution immediately to make this even better.
What's that?
Well, just make it not this. White jersey. And then you know how they have all the lines for the trains?
Mm-hmm.
Just put those throughout the jersey.
Oh, so like a subway map.
Yes.
That actually would
sounds like a better idea.
It does. Now, I don't know if it can work in a baseball jersey, but these are very dark concrete gray jerseys. They have a big NYC across the front. And I've seen worse.
I've seen worse. It's just they don't look like Mets uniforms. If the Yankees would have done this, I would have said, that makes sense. Honestly, this seems like something the Yankees would do.
But if you think about it, most of these City Connect uniforms look nothing like the team they represent.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But it's just odd that when you have another team in your city that I would associate more with this kind of color scheme. And it even has the pinstripes. Kind of.
It does. Now, this is one that's actually going to be used and played. These next two are leaked, but according to the folks over at Uniwatch, and they're pretty good when the uniform leaks, they usually get it right.
The TMZ of uniforms.
But the Houston Texans are changing their colors or changing their uniforms this year.
No, is this real?
Yes, these are real.
This is the actual uniforms or alternate uniforms?
Well, the ones on the left are their actual home and road uniforms, the dark blue and the white. They've changed out the number scheme, so it looks very goofy.
Bad.
But then on the right side, that's their alternate uniform. And remember, the NFL is going to be allowing three different helmets. And
because that's right, they play with a red helmet sometimes and the blue helmet.
But they've changed out their regular Texans logo for the H-Town logo, as they're calling it.
Mike says these look like indoor football unis.
Yes,
that
they do.
H looks horrible.
They do.
Yeah.
And they're paired with the uniform above them, which is a dark blue uniform with red numbers, which I can't stand.
I mean, they're bad, but they're the Texans. I don't really expect them to have good uniforms. The helmet is bad.
I'm fine with the blue outline and the orange number. It is the helmet. The helmet's kind of bringing it down a lot.
It's bringing it down an awful lot. But these are leaked, apparently, but they'll be announced very soon. And then finally, we get to Stibbs' favorite team, the Denver Broncos. And here we were hoping this whole time.
Hoping and praying. Tears
that the Broncos,
in our eyes.
The Broncos would go back to their classic 80s look with the baby blue helmets and the horse D and the and the orange crush jerseys.
They are going to orange jerseys.
They're going to orange, but yeah.
Ugh.
They're just, again, the whole you know, weird striping on the shoulders.
Actually, don't mind the striping.
I hate
different
those.
Color, a little orange with a little blue and a little white. I think that looks good. But go back to the John, honestly, if they did this, but then they brought back the baby blue and the baby blue helmet, I'd be totally fine with it. The fact that they still will not go back to that is wild to me. Everybody is asking for it.
Yeah.
We're fine. Like, this is very 90s. We have moved on from the 90s.
We have.
I love the 90s. It's a great era, and I think fashion is fun. I don't think that this fashion is fun anymore, though.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
So, really, none of them really tickle your fancy.
No. My fancy remains untickled.
Yeah.
Except for I did like the Lions. Of all the ones
the Lions
this week,
yesterday was very good.
Lions were good. Otherwise, not so much.
By the way, one more uniform. This one we can all appreciate. The Storm Chasers are doing another Star Wars night next month.
Yeah, they are. May 10th.
And this is
it's not May 4th?
Well, I don't believe they're home on May the 4th.
Oh, man, now all you dorks can't make that joke.
But the Storm Chasers,
may the force be with you.
No.
This is their Star Wars themed jersey. It's,
hell yeah.
And if you notice, there's a silhouette of Luke and the moisture evaporator in the background.
Oh, I'm surprised they're allowed to do this.
I like that there's only one sun. There should be two suns.
Oh, good reference.
Well, there might
Nick.
Be two suns. It's just that the other the other sleeve might be hiding it.
Yeah. Mm. Very cool. President C.
But yeah,
very
President cool. C and the Storm Chasers will be doing their Storm Chasers.
Congrats. By the way, big week for President C. He has Star Wars uniforms and they're getting the soccer stadium. All that stuff. That
well, they definitely
moved
closer to it. Yeah, the legislature passed something. And
let's go.
I think they're moving closer to building the new soccer stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the MLS is coming to Omaha. It's Major League Soccer. Sporting KC?
They're coming to Omaha?
Isn't that the thing that's happening?
No.
Wasn't that announced yesterday?
What?
Oh, okay. Never mind. I was wrong.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
If you're right, I apologize.
Are they coming here for a friendly?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Why do they call it a friendly?
I don't know. Why do you call it an exhibition?
Well, it's an exhibition.
Yeah, they're visiting Union Omaha.
Oh, okay. Cool. I wasn't wrong.
Good job, Nick.
But if they're trying to beat you, that's not a friendly thing.
No, it's the U.S. Open. It's the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. You remember this a couple years ago.
Oh, they're back in this.
Yeah, it's May 8th. At Coniglia Field.
So it's not a friendly. It's an unfriendly.
Oh, it's getting serious now.
Which was the MLS team that Union Omaha beat?
Was that the Chicago Fire?
They beat the Chicago Fire, and I think they beat the team from Minnesota. They had multiple wins on that.
Yeah.
Still a wild name for a sporting team. The Chicago Fire. Let's name a team after a tragedy.
Yep.
I mean,
thank God Chance isn't here right now.
Yes, thank God Chance is not listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
But coming up next, Evan Bland of the Omaha World Herald joins us. Nebraska baseball and Maryland tonight. Will they be able to keep the fans from getting overserved?
Unruly.
I mean, this is the first time a varsity men's sport, will be contested with alcohol.
Varsity men's sport? What about basketball?
But not a home game.
What? Nebraska basketball.
They have
it at PBA.
They don't serve beer at PBA.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They started doing that this season. Last season.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Since when?
Since like 2 years ago.
Start doing that?
Like 2 years ago.
So it shows how much I pay attention.
I know. This is old news.
Well, either way, it's going to be at a baseball game tonight.
There you go. Now baseball has it too.
Yeah, that's right. Coming up next, 1620 The Zone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.